Now let us move to our next chapter, chapter number 3, the story of Lord of the Flies. There has been an atomic explosion. Tumbi. There has been an atomic explosion and the children have been evacuated in an aircraft with a detachable passenger tube. The aircraft has traveled via Gibraltar and Addis Ababa and has been attacked. The passenger tube, which has been released, has crash-landed in the jungle of an island. The aircraft has flown off in flames and the remains of the tube have been swept out into the sea storm. The marooned boys organize their lives and specific duties are assigned and regular meetings are held for discussion. They are happy to belong to the island. Rolf says this is an over island. It is a good island. Even Jack wants rules and to obey them. But he turns out to be the most savage of the lot. The boys enjoy being on the island. It is their world, though different boys reveal different attitude to life on the island. Rolf and Jack are the different from each other and are opposed to each other in their attitude towards the island. Simon reveals his own visionary qualities. Slowly it turns upon the boys that they may not be rescued from their island. They reconcile themselves to living on the island endlessly, perhaps. Fear haunts them. Rolf and Jack turn more and more antagonistic to each other, while Piggy and Rolf become closer. Rolf believes that things are slowly slipping out of his hand and feels that the only way out is to have another meeting, but a meeting well thought out and planned so that he would restore discipline and work for achieving the sole objective, rescue and escape from the island. The meeting, however, ends in confusion and fear and finds only the three of them, Rolf, Piggy and Simon, thrown together. The rest had gone into wild danger dance, encouraged and they were by Jack, unmindful and of Rolf's command to listen to him. The night passes off, but an airman has been blown to the island with his parachute. He is dead and lands on the mountain where the parachute gets entangled with the trees. When the wind blows, the parachute rises and falls down when the wind recedes. Eric and Sam see this and mistake it for the beast to run to Rolf and narrate what they saw. A search is organized in which Jack, Rolf and Simon participate. For a change, Rolf becomes a hunter and even hurts a pig with his spear. The boys then play a game, that of hunting a pig and killing it. Rolf is very much in it and enjoys being in it. Jack discovers a beast, but it really is a parachute and the airman. He and Rolf go again. Both of them look at the heaving figure of the airman and his parachute. They came back, shake in fear, and report it to other boys. The final parting of the ways has come and Jack leaves with his hunters and few others. Piggy is a source of intellectual strength to Rolf, who is in great despair. Simon goes out on his own, perhaps in search of beast, but meets the pig head left by Jack on a stick and offering to the beast. The pig's head is the Lord of Flies. After he recovers from his fit, Simon discovers the dead airman, releases the parachute strings and comes down the mountain to tell others of his discovery. The hunters are dancing in delight and soon are in fizzy, noticing nothing. Not even the fact that Simon gets killed in the process. Meanwhile, the parachute and the dead airman are lifted up by winds and blown towards the sea. Piggy rationalizes Simon's death and says it was, after all, an accident. Rolf is still dazed and confused. Meanwhile, the hunters plan to get fire from Rolf's camp. After much deliberation and argument put forth by Piggy, they decide to meet Jack on his home ground and demand justice and order, which occurs of denied. In the scuffle that follows, Piggy gets killed. The twins Sam and Eric and the few littlums get caught. Rolf has to face the fury of the savages all alone. He decides to escape. Rolf has to hide under a dense thicket for a long time before his presence is discovered. There is no alternative to running away from the danger as far as he can. He meets a naval officer and in fact civilization itself. Two deaths and how and now hope that they can be back to where they really belong.